officially going to be both because I'm just doing some terrible advertising on YouTube as well.
Oh, so you are doing right. I better make sure. Yeah, fuck it. Don't matter.
You look fine.
I better put me fucking pants on then.
Welcome back to Rant Football UK, the podcast where Simon's trying to put me off, but it's just quite not working anymore. We're all back again, apart from Gavin and Lee. Lee is the missing man as per normal. And Gavin is, well, he was meant to be at work and to wait, but if he's back, he said he'd try and come in. But who cares anyway, because he's a City fan and we await City.
Well, if Lee's not here, can I take his space on top of the league table because I'm second?
No, I'll take it because I'm the host.
I must take it.
My place at the bottom.
strongest guy in the league, Paul. Strongest guy in the league.
Everybody, one at a time? Anyone?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
How is everybody?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic, mate. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Blended after the FA Cup game today.
Who gives a shit about the little game? What was
You gave a shit about it last week, Bill. Shut up.
You gave enough of a shit about it to make a picture up.
I might. We beat them all. That's all I'm
doing. You, Luton. Go on, Luton. Give you a game as well for a while.
Yeah, we let them. It's all fun and games, isn't it?
So you brought your big boys on.
Yeah.
Still got the plazzy pitch.
And then Mr. fucking Pelter.
Oh, talk about penalties don't matter. You only need penalties if you're cheats like Bruno Fernandes. And that wasn't a free kick, by the way. That was a disgusting decision by that ref.
That wasn't a penalty, but you got it.
It was a penalty, but he didn't score it because he's shit. Anyway, guys, right. This one is more about a few rants. Also talking about your team halfway through the season and the FA Cup. But we're going to start with rants. Now, apparently Craig has a rant. So, Craig, over to you.
Well, I'm just fed up of football. I'm actually fed up of football. We have all dreamed of a post-apocalyptic world where there's more football available that you can possibly consume. And here we are, people. And I can't be asked anymore. I can't be asked with the FA Cup. I can't be asked with fucking Barnsley versus fucking Dick Spring United. I just can't get into it. I didn't watch the game today. I watched some vloggers on YouTube and cooked the family me tea, our tea. I just, and not because I'm an angry Liverpool fan. I'm a sad Liverpool fan because we lost and we went out of the FA Cup against the only team in Manchester that's worth talking about, Manchester United.
Thank you very much.
Respect where respect is due. You have got an history. You haven't got billionaire owners. You've got bell-end owners. And they, but the grace of God go I. Do you know what I mean? I just can't get excited for this season. I'm struggling. I'm really struggling. Liverpool were on the telly the other night. They're on the telly all the time. We're all on the telly all the time. And I'm like, who's playing tonight? Burnley versus Everton. I'd rather shave my arsehole. Do you know what I mean? I just can't get into footy this season, and I don't know what's wrong with me.
I know what he means, guys. I mean, the Premier League is a pile of dog shit this year. They shouldn't even show on TV.
Yeah.
It's the worst league. It's a waste of time. It's a pre-season league this season. No crowds. It's a pre-season league. There's no point taking
best things in the world until
it's always, a piece of shit when you're not number one, isn't it?
The FA Cup, though, is a major cup. It's the biggest cup competition in the world for football, and it deserves its respect. And therefore, because Chelsea have got the mighty Barnsley next round, it's going to be a tough game for Chelsea, that I think the FA Cup is still exciting.
Not being funny, right?
But the
FA Cup, right? Everyone in this room could tell us who was the 81 FA Cup final, the 82, 83, 84. The FA Cup stopped being relevant in about 1996 when Eric Cantona scored that goal against the Spice Boys. And you can't remember who was in the FA Cup finals after that. You just can't.
Last year, it was Arsenal versus Chelsea. We won't talk about the score, though, because we...
Was it?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't Liverpool.
Well, you know, Chelsea sent new Wembley.
Wasn't United either, love, but let's not go
I
there.
I know it wasn't.
United can't get to finals. Solskjaer's got this amazing record in semi-finals, hasn't he, Paul?
Nah, we only like the quarters.
Simon,
can't get past the semi.
What? How you feel about that?
Shit. The club shit. The manager shit. The owner shit.
This is the thing. This is all part of my point, right? I don't even know what any of the scores were this weekend. That's how disillusioned I am with footy.
All the big teams scored three goals today.
The Man United Liverpool game was a cracker. It was 3-2 to Man United. Arguably, if Man United fans argue me, Bruno Fernandes' free kick was awesome to make it 3-2, but it never should have been a free kick in the first place. But the referees are donkeys in the Premier League, so you sort of expect that anyway.
But I was going a little bit along those lines of, like, it shouldn't really have been a free kick, but it was. But they had VAR in that game. But in some games in the FA Cup, they don't have VAR. So surely it should be one rule for one. Or, you know, you even have it in all the games, none of the games. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely agree with that.
The whole FA Cup without VAR, it would have been a nice little thing.
But it should have done, because it's ridiculous. It just can't be. It's not a fair competition.
No, it's not. As Andrew goes for walks, forgetting this is going on YouTube. Andrew, how are you feeling about the FA Cup?
Say it again.
How are you feeling about the FA Cup?
After today, loving it.
does anybody actually feel like it's got the magic this year? I mean, apart from Crawley beating Leeds, you know, games like that. Old Trafford today, a game like that sold out. Oh, the atmosphere would have been electric.
I agree, though. There is too much football. It's going into a bit of burnout at the moment, really. Too much.
Yeah, I've stopped watching most other games now. I'm literally just watching Chelsea again now. Everyone else.
The last time I was interested in the FA Cup is when you actually got to the final and you played under the towers. That's the last time I was interested in the FA Cup.
Not this bullshit new
arch thing they built. The old proper Wembley towers. And that was
the last FA Cup final with the old towers was won by Chelsea.
Yeah, but the last game played at the towers was Bolton.
But the first FA Cup
and the first game
new stadium was won by Chelsea.
So what?
We're just coming random point? Facts that no one needs
my
to know.
The point is, Russian money has done us amazing. Donna, how are you in the States? And the history of the FA Cup to an American? What is it to you? Was it a big cup when you first got into it, or does it just mean a little cup in the way for you lot?
Over here.
Yeah,
they don't even know about it.
Because they chase stupid little eggs.
Well, the thing is, though, do you know all about the cups in America, Phil?
Yes, I know. There's American hand egg, and that's always that's a plate that's won what's got more commercials in it than it actually got gameplay.
Wait, time out.
Well, only three teams can ever win ever, and then we got ice hockey. What means the only good thing about that is fighting. And then we got baseball. The only good thing about that is getting pissed out your fucking head.
There's one called handball, apparently.
But you just named how many sports?
But that's all your sports that anyone cares about. Your biggest sport is UFC. And it was nice to see that Irish cocky little prick getting knocked out.
Yeah, because that's the biggest sport, said all the football people out there. American football.
Smack him down, Donna, love. Smack him down.
I will. Because we were just talking about this today during the United game.
Who cares about
United? Football, American football, is by far probably one of the biggest sports out here, followed by college football.
College football, agree.
Yeah, college football. And you talk to any Texan, they take their college and their high school football very seriously. Yeah,
they also sleep with their moms who are their sisters, so we don't take Texans serious.
You know what? For someone who doesn't, who only comes over here to go to Florida, you could just.
Yeah. Florida, everyone fucks the fucking animals.
So we will take your money Phil? Very happily. So just, well,
Phil,
you
know. Yeah, Phil makes me laugh. He always says about America, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible. They all do this, they all do that. But he wants to go to their theme parks and he wants to watch all their TV and films.
Yeah.
I love the country. I think the people are fucking idiots.
Yeah, you love our country, but you hate the people. Thank you.
That's the way to win over your fans.
I'll make sure that we post that on this podcast. Phil hates the country, but he loves the country, but he hates the people.
Biden, I'm behind you, mate. You can unite America because that shit show of a country needs uniting again.
Go on. I like it, Bill. I'm going to clip that up. Needs united.
Nice one.
Everyone heard that, right?
I'll get some art out, Bill. Don't worry about that.
I'll wear a T-shirt.
We are halfway through the season in the Premier League for most clubs now. So I'm going to ask everyone individually, starting with Simon, how you think the season is going for your club? And I think we all know, as a Newcastle fan, this is going to be a rant.
Well, it's not really a rant, really, mate. It's just disappointment and the inevitable. We're going to be relegated to the Championship. If we do not, we will, mate. We will. We look at the points. We are literally 6 points off the relegation point, and I can't see us even getting another 6 points for the rest of the season.
We've got Lingard. We haven't got any goals.
We haven't got a defence. We've got two decent goalkeepers. That's it. The midfield don't know what they're doing. Up front, you've got Andy Carroll, but no one's crossing the ball. You've got a manager who hasn't got a Scooby what he's doing. And you've got an owner who won't even get 50p out of his pocket to buy a fucking top piece of toast. They're all a bunch of idiots. They all need to wake up and think, we've got 50-odd thousand fans that used to go there week in, week out, are still willing to spend money on the club. They're still buying the shirts. They're still trying to keep the club going. And there's nothing being reinvested. He's lost. Steve Bruce has now lost the fans. He's lost the dressing room, I think, personally. I think the players just don't give a shit anymore. John Joe Shelby couldn't give a two tosses anymore. Neither could Almiron. Almiron works like a little rabbit and runs like a thingy, but he's doing nothing with it. I just don't see where we're going to get. You're going to need potentially 35 points to stay up. I don't know where we're going to get 16 points from.
You're on 19 right now, so...
Yeah, I can't see us getting 16 more points. I can't see it.
I don't think people can forget how close this league is, not the title race, because I don't care about it. But you can catch Chelsea. You're only 10 points behind Chelsea, and Chelsea is 9.
Yeah, but we can't get 10 points. I don't think we'll see us getting 5 more points the rest of the season.
I think you'll stay up.
When we lost to Sheffield United, that was it. That was the turning point, and we've just gone downhill since.
I look at Brighton, West Brom, and Sheffield United, and I see... All worse than you, and I think that's your saving grace.
But it's not though. I think Sheffield United won't get out, but the likes of Fulham, Brighton, or any of them will get out and will be the ones who slip in.
Depends about the running as
I don't know where we're going to get the points from. We can't even beat the bottom of the league. Their first win, they were on 2 points. Their first win came literally 2 weeks ago against us. Where can we get 3 points? Yeah,
but you took a point off the champions, didn't you?
Yeah, but
so there's hope, isn't there?
There's not. It's just that Liverpool just didn't convert.
Yeah, Liverpool were on a bad little run then, weren't they?
You know what I mean? Liverpool didn't convert.
Still are.
Though he got in today, you know, he got a few goals in the tank, so maybe that'll turn him round.
Well, prime example. Last night, Newcastle, Aston Villa. He's set up with 5 at the back. So he's going to play, let's stay there, don't concede. 14 minutes later, we conceded. That his plan's gone to shit. He hasn't got a set yet. Like Phil keeps saying with other clubs, he hasn't got a plan B. His plan was sit back, wait until the end, sneak a goal.
Yeah.
Go 1-0 down for 14 minutes, that's it. What can you do? You've got 4 at the back. You've got no one up front.
If you're chasing a ball for... Like 85 minutes, you're going to be knackered. You won't be able to run up and get
goal. When we played Arsenal in the FA Cup, and we got a 0-0 draw. They defended very, very well, and that was it. It was because they defended well. It took us into extra time, and we lost that way. We played them the week after, we got absolutely smashed because he sat up the exact same way again.
But in a way, that's what Brighton did the other day against Liverpool and ended up coming away with a 1-0 win.
I don't think Newcastle have had more than 30% possession in any match they played this season.
Simon, have you seen your next game, who it is? You've got Leeds United at your ground. I think that is actually a must-win. What will put you 1 point behind Leeds.
We won't win it.
If Crawley can beat Leeds, I think anyone in the Premier League can beat Leeds. And Leeds are on
a... Leeds are known for scoring. We haven't got a defence. Leeds will score. We have not got any goals. We haven't got any goal scorers. It's as simple as that. We can't score and we can't defend. You can't do either one of them. You're going down.
So, Simon, is it a manager thing or is it the...
Everything.
He's lost the locker room.
He's lost the fans. He's got no financial support from Mike Ashley. There's no way out of it for him. He can't sign people because there's no money. People don't want to come to the club on loans because who would want to come to a sinking ship? He's in the same situation Pardew was in, but Pardew had a massive contract and he skipped and bailed when he had the chance.
So Chelsea's looking at sacking Frank Lampard. So is the sacking the answer?
No, sacking's not the answer. The club needs an overhaul. It needs Mike Ashley out. It needs a decent manager coming in, and they need to spend some money. I think Mike Ashley's happy with going down to the Premiership, going down to the Championship, probably bouncing back straight away because the club is just too big to stay in the Championship. Take the rebound payments and laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah, but you've got to be very careful with that because Man City went down another tier. I think even Leeds went down, didn't they, into the third tier.
They did.
Blackpool
did.
Blackpool did the same thing. After because
Sunderland are finished.
Yeah, but we're not in as much of a state as we was last time when we went down. But we probably had a stronger squad then, and we was lucky to go down on the final weekend. But we went down and we bounced back with the highest championship record of goals, the highest points, absolutely smashed the league because we managed. It's just that the people, teams were intimidated coming to St. James.
Intimidated by the manager, lad. Yeah. Who did you have managing you then?
Rafa
Benitez. Rafa Benitez.
Well, to be honest, that was his biggest mistake, letting Benitez go. He just should have stumped up, given the 100 million that he wanted, and we wouldn't be in this situation. But Mike Ashley's a cocksucking moron. And Steve Bruce.
Anyone who can suck a cock isn't a moron, mate.
Well, he is. Well, the Southern Shandy drinking toss pot, then. No offence, Phil. But we need an overhaul.
So, Simon, who's your ideal manager then to come in?
I want Benitez back, but Benitez will never come back.
No, he is not.
In all fairness, though, Blackpool's been fighting since 2010 to get back into the Premier League when they were relegated. And
yeah, but Blackpool came up. Newcastle have been an established Premier League club from the start.
But it's very different times, isn't it? Like you've said, we've got no crowds in at the moment, and we won't have any crowds.
This situation has been going on with Newcastle for six, seven years.
But I just mean like a big full crowd up in the northeast. It's a real big draw, isn't it? But if you've got no crowd there, who's going to come? You know, you've got your players and what have you. Because generally, they do all want to go down south, or they, like the Manchester North, the Northwest clubs, Liverpool and what have you. They do want to go in them sort of teams, don't they?
Yeah, but it's just one of those things at the moment. It's just it's a car crash watching them. It's horrible to watch.
Could be huge, Newcastle. They're a huge club. They're a sleeping giant. They've been a sleeping giant for 30, 40, 50 years.
This BN sports thing, that thing, or this consortium that the rumours have it started up again. But whether it comes to fruition, I don't know. If it does, happy days. We might be able to be fighting for the championship, for the Europe in about 4 or 5 years' time when we have a full rebuild. But that's what it needs. It needs to start from the top and go all the way down. And it needs to start with Mike Ashley gone, Steve Bruce gone, because he hasn't got a clue what he's doing. He could go back to fucking Chorley FC if he has to or something like that. Well, actually, they've had a decent money probably to make them crap as well.
Surely FM coming in your ears.
I thought that was just a parody thing, you know.
Anyway, guys, let's move on to the next team. So, Craig sort of told us about Liverpool. So, Craig, really quick, on Liverpool, halfway through the season, what is the one with a dip?
Liverpool have burnt out, mate. Liverpool have had... 97 points, I think, where they got beat by City. 99 points where they won the league. This season, Christmas Day, the top of the league. With we've had a makeshift defence for a good few months now. People coming in, out, injured. We are the Premier League champions. We don't feel like we're enjoying it because of the season that we're in. So we haven't got the fans in the stadium and all that palaver. There doesn't seem to be any money. We've, you know, European champions a couple of years ago, world champions, Premier League champions. We should be awash with money. Go and get a central defender, even if it's a 35. Go and get Ramos for Real Madrid. He's out of contract at the end of the season. Just go and get him. Just somebody to put the fear of God into the strikers coming at them, because, I mean, our front three are exhausted. I don't think all three of them are 29. They're in the prime of their lives, but we're in this season. I don't think we're going to win the league now, but Man United and Man City 6 weeks ago were in the bottom half of the table. This season is bonkers. I also don't think this season will finish. I do believe at the start of the season, all Premier League teams agreed an early finish to the season if needed on a points per game average. So I think it's around 30 games this season will get called. I really do.
Well, whoever wins the league doing it that way will just be put down as a fake paper champion.
Yeah, but they've all signed. It doesn't matter, does it? Because no. You're still champions. All the teams have agreed to look. You've got an alleged European Championships to kick off. You've got a European Cup. You've got a UEFA Cup. You've got World Cup qualification. You've got Premier League teams dropping like flies with the COVID, and fixtures getting cancelled. Something has got to give somewhere. These are young men who are. It's not like the old days 30 years ago where they train hard and then go out on a bender and they all smoked. These are proper prime athletes and they're exhausted.
And then in 2 years, you've got the World Cup, which is brought forward to the summer. I know it's 2 years away, but it all escalates and adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
January,
isn't it? It's a Winter World Cup, isn't it, for the first time?
January 2022.
Ridiculous.
It's only 12 months away.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's barely anything away, yeah.
They're talking about even just postponing the Summer Olympics. I mean, if we're already talking Summer Olympics, which is not really football related, but if they're talking that, you know darn well that they're talking about the World Cup and then the Euros.
No, the Euros won't get postponed. They'll play that. They've already postponed it from last year.
They've already said they're planning to play it in one country because the idea was it was meant to be in like.
Yeah.
European countries weren't it with the final at Wembley. But I got a feeling if, and I'm praying it works, the vaccine, and we have enough people in this country who can do it, they could move the Euros all the way here. And the rumour is they'd have it, I know this doesn't sound fair, but they said they'd have it all in London.
Just get it done.
Get everyone into
That's a lot of football, right? And then straight away you're into next season. And
something's got to be done about that. They're going to have to start the season late.
But it can't because of the World Cup.
No one's qualified for this World Cup yet. That's the thing.
No.
Anyway, who cares?
I do. Love my World Cup. I'm
Liverpool's next game on Friday, and it's one hell of a big game. It's Tottenham versus Liverpool.
Is it? Tottenham, yeah. Bloody hell.
Man United have got it easy next. You've got Sheffield United.
Well, I don't know. No games are easy.
No games are easy. Is it? Are we away at Tottenham?
Yes, you are.
That doesn't really matter anymore either, does it?
No.
That's all about the fans.
I don't think we'll win the league. I'll be happy in the top four. But things change very, very quickly in this season.
I've got a feeling City will win the league. I hope we run them close, but I think it'll be them. They're looking really sharp at the moment, aren't they?
That's a great segue, mate, because Gavin's not here. I was going to talk about Manchester City for him. I think Man City, secretly, they were terrible at the beginning of the season like Man United. Man United are good, and I'm Pogba and Fernandes together are a perfect midfield partnership right now. I don't know where it's come from. The only thing I worry about Pogba, I notice he's starting to do his stupid hair again. So I'm hoping that's not him getting thinking about other things again.
Instead of rather that than shagging grannies.
Well, Rooney's retired now, can do what he wants. But Man City, that defence, I don't know what Pep figured out, because last year defensively, they were terrible. Mm. Like 14 games this year, 14, 15 games, and conceded like 3 goals. They've just turned into what Liverpool were last season, an absolute machine. They're just grinding out result. And it's unbearable. It's a bit like Man United in the league right now. They're unbearable because every time I watch them in the league, and I hate this because I'll disagree with Simon midweek, but watching today, I think I'm changing my mind. They look like a team who's got the luck on their side. And when you've got luck on your side, that can win you the extra few points what can win you the league. And I would hate it with that joke, Unangana's jokester in charge winning the league. It's a quality team. But I don't think it's Solskjaer anything to do with it. I honestly think it's the midfielders, the keepers back in form, and Cavani up front is literally pulling Man United forward.
So one little thing, though. Don't forget Solskjaer is a man who's rotating the team. He's rotating the team quite a lot, you know, giving them, I know they should be fit young men, but you can still get burnout, can't you? Like Craig was saying about the Liverpool team, you know, you keep playing them over and over and over, they get burnt out.
Yeah, like Man City have just lost De Bruyne for a few weeks. What could
Yeah,
be?
yeah,
4 to 6 weeks it is.
Well, I think a fantastic team. I think they're winning the League Cup. Are they still in the FA Cup? Yeah, they're 1-3-1 there.
Yeah.
Worry me in the FA Cup. I hope they meet Man United in the quarterfinals or something like that, so we can get them too. Chelsea keep on getting the smaller teams, I'd be happy with. But Man City, Pep's hunger back this year. You can see it in him as well. He's not even panicking when he's losing. Why Klopp saw it against Burnley. Klopp last season would have not lost his head the way he did with Sean Dyche. He's an idiot for Sean Dyche, because Sean Dyche is like a stocky bouncer who probably would have bounced on the floor. But it was silly of Klopp to do that. He lost his head, what made the team lose their head, and they lost a very important 3 points there, what they should have.
The Liverpool team are really struggling for confidence, aren't they?
Yes.
I went to bed. I did watch the first half. Against Burnley. I went to bed on 50 minutes because I was up for work at 3 in the morning. I thought, I can't be asked. And I got up at 3 in the morning and seen we got beat, and it wasn't a surprise. But you know what? In all the games we've had over this period, we've had 70-odd% possession. So we're not a bad team. It's very, very hard to run through teams who are putting 10 men behind the ball, all in the penalty box. And we're not getting the luck. We got a lot of lucky wins last year where it'll have pinged off 6 defenders and dropped a Manny who toe pokes it in the 6-yard box. That type of stuff isn't happening this year for whatever reason. The little flicks, the little intricate flicks just aren't happening. They'll come back, and hopefully De Bruyne going out will be a massive hole in Man City's team now, because, I mean, Man City are phenomenal.
They've got Foden, haven't they? They've got Foden to sit in.
United are currently punching above the weight. United are a shit team. But in this weird season, look, 6 weeks ago, you were all calling for his head, and you couldn't pass your way through fucking trifle. You were crap. But here you are, you're at the top of the league because you've gone on a run. You've got them to get, all the teams have dropped off. And next thing, bang, 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 it's Liverpool, Man United for the top of the table clash. You're like, what? When did that happen? Do you know what I mean? It's bonkers.
Yeah, but you're totally right. Because look at, as you said, 6-7 weeks ago, Chelsea are fighting for top of the table. And Man United are about 11 points behind Chelsea. And I'm taking the piss out of all United fans. Loving it, thinking Chelsea are back. This is great. One of our legends. And now I'm sitting there going, well, I've said it all season, in fairness. Is Frank the right man to lead Chelsea to that level again? I still don't think he is. I love Frank Lampard. I want him to prove me wrong. But Chelsea's drop of form. I've always said, good managers, even with drop of form, will find a way to then start getting draws. But Chelsea keep on losing. And there's silly goals they're letting in again. He's never sorted the defence out. He did it for a few weeks, but he's not really sorted the Chelsea defence out. What's a very big weakness on Chelsea's behalf. He's got Silva in his experience. Let's sort it out, I think. But the problem with Chelsea right now is, as good as the squad is, when you look at it on paper, I look at the two Germans, Havertz and Werner. Can you imagine being two young lads moving from Germany into a higher pace league and not be going out and having a laugh, getting to know the nightlife of London, just sitting indoors in a foreign country all out of your head? I'm not surprised they're playing shit.
But that's only what he'd be able to do over in Germany. He won't be in a dip and won't be able to go out over there.
But you're out there, you know more people.
I know what you mean, but you still won't be able to go out. They're still on some sort of lockdown, aren't they?
I think they've got the pubs now open in Germany, but over it, just in England, full stop, everything's a shit. Right.
Everything's gone to shit, hasn't it? Yeah.
London, the attraction of moving to a London football club was nightlife, celebrity life out there, the beautiful parts of London, West London, not so much East London because that's a shit old West Ham. But, you know, you don't want to be moving to another country like that as a young lad and then literally sitting probably in a shit house you probably didn't really want in the first
place. If I was paid upwards of £20,000, I'd sit in my own shit for a week.
Yeah, you're thinking different because that's the life. He's a young lad who's been bought into, and it's not their fault, the money they get. Football's
called. No, I don't begrudge him. I don't begrudge him at all. I wouldn't say no.
Chelsea, I think we'll get fifth this season, maybe push fourth if we're lucky. I've got this feeling on the FA Cup. I don't know why. I think we're going to win it this year. I think we're going to get smashed in the Champions League by Atletico Madrid, but they're phenomenal this season, so that wouldn't be...
You might just fucking cough on you like the cunts did on us. Twat.
Can't do that. I'll give you Rona.
Exactly.
We won't get bitten as well. So.
Timo Werner, right, is a world-class striker. Yeah, Liverpool were in for him. He will come good. It's his first season in a new league. And he's in unbelievable times. These are historic times we're living.
Yeah.
And these poor bastards, right, who are all on 110 grand a week, 200 grand a week, are having to dance for their money because there's no fans to spare them on. How hard is it to get yourself pumped up? And people are saying, oh, it's Liverpool, Man United, it's Liverpool, Chelsea, they should be up for it. There isn't the fans to fucking... If there's a misplaced pass, the fans are up in the face. Yeah. You know, there's none of that. Timo Werner next year will score 30 goals. I'm telling you now. He's the fastest fucker I've ever seen. Signed for the wrong club because Chelsea...
Well, that's quite a referee. He's getting away with so many mistakes because there's no fans on the back.
Yeah.
To make a dodgy decision, yeah, you get all the stick, but
same time, I don't see Frank in charge come next.
I hope he is. Come on, Frank.
We'll stay in charge until the end of the season, but I think if we miss top four with Roman Abramovich, the money he spent is going to be Frank. But we're going to bring in this Allegri, we're going to bring in this German bloke who I don't want, and it's going to be stage one with Chelsea again, back on the rebuild, and players who've been playing well probably be dropped, and it'll be a mess again. Anyway, Chelsea, we could prove everyone wrong with a massive run because Man United have proven you can do that anyway. So, Man United, you three, let's let you three just chat between yourselves and tell us how you think your season's going.
Well, I'm going. I've said all the way that I think Solskjaer's the right man and Pogba's the midfield maestro. So I've been beating the drum all season. So I'll let the other two talk because it's coming
up. Go on, Andrew.
No, it's not that. When we first started, we started, 15th, was it? So 15th to get to first, it's not a bad run. But Pogba, for me, like I've told Paul before, he can have some lazy fucking games and he's a lazy fucker. It's a fact. But when he can be world class, he's probably one of the best midfielders in the Premier League. On his day. But he's got to start doing more of what he's doing now. He does more of what he's doing now. And then I think if we don't win the league or this year, I think we can finish probably second or third, which I'd be happy with. That's my opinion. I don't know if
what I like how think, but... I like how we sit watching the games on TV, sat there with a pint of beer resting on my belly, like he's a lazy bastard him.
like I said to you before, when he does fuck on and sits on his ass, that's what he does. We don't want that type of player. And I said to you before, the player what he is now, if he carries on with that, I think we can finish him where.
Does he not turn it on every transfer window?
Yeah, he does. Especially when his manager, his thingy opens his mouth.
Get rid of him, I would.
Andrew, got a question for you. We're midway through the season. We started Rant Football with your prediction to who was going to win the league, and you said Chelsea.
Oh, there we go.
Would you like to retract that now after I said Chelsea?
Smoking fucking crack cocaine. What is that Chelsea for?
I don't know. Anyway, Andrew, we also had an argument, you and me, many a times on Facebook Messenger, and I said Pogba is a quality midfielder and should be in your team. And since he's been back in your team, you've gone top of the league. Would you like to admit I'm right about that one as well?
I'll answer that one. That's because he stops being a lazy bastard, so that's why you're up there. If he's still been a lazy bastard and going on his ass and rolling about, no, we wouldn't have been there, so no. You're not right.
That's fair enough. Donna, anyway, let's have your views on Man United and Unagana Jokester.
Unagana Jokester's top of the league, though.
Anyway, Andrew, let the lady talk.
Phil, repeat your question because I can't hear you.
I basically said, how is this season going for you as a Man United plastic fan from America, and what do you think of Unagana Jokester?
Well, as a true United fan from America, there you go. I've always said that Ole just needs time. I've said it from the start that everyone that is so quick to blame the manager, stop, Phil, right there. You know. What is with your face? My God.
I think he's having a... He's got his hand on his cock as well. Carry on, Gail.
Yeah, right.
I like how he calls you a plastic fan and he sits there in an Orlando top. I support Orlando FC.
That's a college, mate.
Yeah. No, not that one. You've got an Orlando football top. But anyway, moving on.
Well, yeah, right.
You're very wrong, but...
But he doesn't like... But he also does, he's covering it up with the Florida State shirt.
you don't like America.
I can't do this cold weather.
No, I'm happy with the way Ole is having our club go. I think we're still going, unlike Paul, I still think we're going to be top of the league and we're going to take a cup home this year. I really do. I think we might even take two cups home. Pogba, I didn't like him when he was under Fergie, and I don't like him still. We'll see. I still think he's...
Two cups. The only cups you're going to take home is if you get to fly over to England and get two massive Sport Direct cups, because you ain't winning Man United.
No.
No, they're mugs.
No, I mean, seriously, said the guy who supports a club who is sitting, what, seventh right now? Who's looking to try to get into a Champions League playoff? Okay.
I can't hear you,
Chelsea. What?
Playing in the Champions League February? Because you're not in it.
No. I'm talking about next season. Who is not even looking at trying to get into a playoff
group stage? How embarrassing!
Whatever. Okay. Whatever. Shut it. Shut it, little boy.
Go and play your pussy.
No, you go play with whatever you have.
His mum's pussy.
Anyway, we're going to talk about Leeds club quickly. Arsenal, I still think they're a clusterfuck. Yes, they went on a good little run, but they're going to fall apart again. True. Arteta's a shit manager. I think he tries to look like Pep Guardiola too much.
How's he a shit manager? He's literally not even managed for 100 Premier League games yet. He's a new manager. This is his first job in football. And he's had to take over a badly run club with bad players. Yes. He's pulled off a masterstroke getting rid of that little German fucker. Who's a pro? Who's actually a love? Özil is a lovely fella, by all accounts. Who does a hell of a lot for charity. He just can't play your fucking football in this London that you talk of, where everyone wants to play, and because of all the nightclubs and the girls and all that, he couldn't fucking play. So there you go.
He was too busy playing at night.
Have you heard about the team that he's gone to? They're getting a boarding, asking the fans to pay.
I'm a bit worried about Arsenal now, though. Because does that mean the mascot's been fired again?
No, he won't.
Probably.
Because Ozil said he would pay for him until he was. Until
he did. Yeah. But I've heard that they've rotated it now. They've changed it. Because of what he did that, Ozil did that. They've said that different people are going to wear the outfit now, which is very unfair on the lad who was wearing it.
Oh, absolutely stupid club. Yeah. Can't stand them though. They're run by it's a pattern. These clubs run by Americans: Liverpool, Man United, Arsenal. The owners.
Arsenal have got more history in their big toe than you've got in your entire body.
They're all run by shit owners, American.
Your owner couldn't even come into the country for 10 years.
Run by a legit Russian.
A legit Russian.
You really quotes when you do that legit.
He's been using your club to wash his fucking laundry, his dirty money, for the last fucking 20 years.
I laugh my ass off when Tottenham is in top of the league, is in higher ranking than Chelsea. Seriously, when Tottenham goes above Chelsea, and
they're the biggest club in London.
Yes, seriously.
Better stadium, better manager.
Yep.
Andrew, saying
better players.
Better tea ladies.
Yep.
Chelsea is like saying that Andrew could beat me in a 100-meter sprint.
And I could do.
Oh, yeah, you could.
You've done 30,000 steps today, haven't you, Andrew? Go on, tell him.
Is that it? 30,000 steps.
Yeah, he wishes.
That's what I said.
He knows how many steps he does a day. I do about 17,000 a day. There's no way you do 30, mate.
I do about 25.
That's because he puts us
right now that Tottenham finishes over Chelsea right now.
Yeah, I couldn't give a fuck where they finish if they don't win anything.
Well, of course not. Because we're all picking on you right now.
It's a shit. It hasn't been relevant for 4 years in the Premier League. It's shit. Has anyone won it since after Chelsea? It's been a shit tournament.
I won't win it this season. Never mind.
Tottenham, Man United will not win it this year. Man City will win it. Liverpool will come good again because they always fucking do.
I think they will. I think Liverpool will. I think this, even though they got beat today, like I say, the couple of goals for Salah.
When it was 2-2, they had their chances to take the lead, Liverpool.
Yeah, they did. They did. But he didn't score him, so...
Very quickly, I mean, Man United with Ferguson as manager aimed for the league every season. He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
At the start of every season, that's what we're aiming
for. And if not, the bonus.
And Liverpool under Shankly, Paisley, aimed for the league title every season.
League's your bread and butter, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you start aiming for second, third or fourth, that is a cancer that spreads through your club. Yeah. If you're happy with second, then you're happy with failure.
Yep.
And Liverpool for 30 years, all through the 90s, we did the treble in 2001, right? But we celebrated more finishing fourth that year because we got in the Champions League. And that's why we've never won the league until last season. Because we've been happy with qualifying for the Champions League. Yeah, that is the worst thing that happened to football. You had to be a champion to be in the Champions League. Yeah. Liverpool won in 2005. We got knocked out that year in the FA Cup in the third round. I want to say it was York, where Traore scored an own goal, knocked us out in the third round of the FA Cup. And we were shit, but we ended up champions of Europe, finishing fourth.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's like when we won our treble in 99, I'm sure we were second, you know, the year before to get us into the Champions League.
I know what you mean. 2012, Chelsea finished about eighth and won the Champions League.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Very
I think,
odd.
I think for you, if your club from the tea lady right up to the directors want to win the league, you will win the league. If you're happy with finishing fourth, or if you're a Newcastle fan and you're happy, or you know, Newcastle in general, and you're happy with staying in the Premier League, then you've got to aim big. The problem is, it's now that to aim big is to spend big.
Oh, and you've got to try and compete.
Look what's been spent in this season's transfer window now. Not.
I think the ice is United, isn't it, with 37 million?
I don't think we've bought anyone, have we?
Yeah. But we're going to let Lingard go, aren't we, to Newcastle? That's a rumour at the moment.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
He'll get games. It won't improve his game.
No, yeah. I hope he does well for you. I like him. But he just, I don't know.
One time, place United.
If he doesn't mind spending 85 minutes up at the top of the park doing absolutely nothing, he'll be fine.
It's like Marshall for us. He just doesn't.
That's why Andy Carroll. That's why Andy Carroll's playing 90 minutes nearly now. He's doing naff all for five minutes of it.
It's a strange season, guys. But I think Newcastle stay up. I think Chelsea will somehow get into top five. Hopefully,
I think they'll stay up.
Chelsea will stay up.
Yeah, Chelsea just stay up by about 40 points.
Nah, not getting more now.
But it's an interesting season. We're halfway through it. As Craig said, it'd be interesting to see if we get it finished or not. I think we've got more chance of getting the Premier League finished than the Champions League, personally, because that's involving every European league. What's a problem? The Premier League's one country. I did hear an idea from somebody, but I'm not sure if it's too late in the season they could do it now. They were saying that you could have moved the Premier League to Dubai, example, or Australia and played all the games there, because basically COVID, especially in Australia, is non-existent. You put all the clubs into a bubble and finish the season off over there. Right, annoy us because game times would be annoying, but if it meant the season got ended and we could all be happy with an end of the season without COVID worries, I'd rather see a team win the league by playing every single game than, you know, doing it by a points basis at the end.
I think it will end. I think I know, like, you've heard about the 30-game thing, but I think it will end properly. Maybe they'll condense the end of the Champions League like they did last time.
Well,
what
you've just said there, Phil, for the end of the Premier League, they did that with the Champions League last season, a festival of football. It was brilliant for about 3 weeks. It was just fucking Champions League football coming out of your ass. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Saying that about the Champions League now, we haven't got to that stage yet. Would it be better now if we were in the knockout stage already and we just say, let's not play out over two legs, let's go to one game, like they've been doing in the FA Cup, no replays. Let's go to the one game and, you know, it seems to me it's mental that clubs from Spain, England, all that are going backwards and forwards with each other right now. I just think it's mad having two games. You're just doubling the risk every time.
Just one game knockout.
Yeah.
It's the
money.
Yeah.
Get it, too much money. There ain't going to be no money if the tournament gets called off.
But you can't do that. But the only reason they could do that last time is because they went to a neutral ground, wasn't it? You can't do that because you'd say, like, you have one game. Well, where are you going to play it? You're going to play it at, I know we're not in it, but are you going to play it at your place? Or are you going to play it?
What countries, basically, does anybody know a country in Europe was doing pretty well? Germany?
Yeah.
Their COVID's gone through the roof, mate. Everywhere's gone through the roof. America, look at America. You couldn't even say take it over to America because, I mean, Biden's in now, but the damage has been done. The UK variant is over there. It's spreading like wildfire. You've got more people in hospital than they did at the height of the pandemic.
My state just got the UK version of the coronavirus. Washington State just got the UK version.
The UK version is catastrophic in the spreading.
Yeah. Well, I don't get with the football at the moment. Like, the players are in a bubble and that's great. Do whatever they're doing. Some of them break it, but that's naughty. But what about all the camera people and the, like, you've got your presenters? There's three presenters. I watched the BBC coverage before. There was three presenters just stood there chatting amongst themselves.
Yeah, it's only 2 meters away, weren't they?
That's quite, yeah, I know they were 2 meters away, but you don't need all them.
Okay, and you've also then you've got your background staff.
That's what I mean. You've got your camera people, your everybody. Yeah, you don't need it.
Do you know the night all them Liverpool fans went to Peterhead when we won the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie Carragher was there.
Really? I've seen the pictures there.
It was all over the social medias. He posted his own vote videos.
Oh,
Jamie
really?
Carragher was, yeah, yeah. Jamie Carragher was down there. Now, do you know what I mean? Why wouldn't you be? We all called him out for it. But these, again, he should have known better. But he still did it. You know, these are young lads who were... The thing of the football was supposed to be that they were in these bubbles and it was going to be these festivals of football, but it's not. They're going home to their families.
Yeah,
there's food getting delivered to their houses from Tesco or wherever they get the food from.
They might go out themselves to the shops or B&Q or whatever.
We're all supposed to be justifying or we're all supposed to adhere to these rules to stop the spread of this infection. Every single person on this podcast has probably got a full-time job, I would imagine. We're all going to work. We're all mixing with the general public. I go to London every day. Jesus Christ, London is like a fucking ghetto at the moment. Simon is delivering posts left, right and centre. Phil's...
trying to keep an office clean. What's impossible?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great job, but I work in a busy food factory, right, with a lot of other people.
You know, so we're all mixing. And then when we get back to our own families, we're all bending the rules just a little bit to justify our own needs.
And
you know, I go into...
Andrew's got the best job, though. He does OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Get your ass out.
I work for the state.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, so we're all out there when we should all be hunkered down. We should all be hunkered down, but we're not. We're very, very close to having this vaccine. In my postcode, L12 in Liverpool, all the old ones just seem to have been vaccinated this weekend. It's amazing. My mother-in-law and father-in-law who live across the road, they got the vaccine. I was in the co-op this morning, getting the croissants and everything like that, my emergency shopping, getting me croissants, and all the
essentials
ones,
only.
Essentials only, exactly, Simon, and all the old ones are in the co-op talking about, did you get the Pfizer vaccine last night, or did you get the Oxford vaccine? Everybody, you know, we're that close to cracking this. The over 70s are getting vaccinated. I'm living now in a fire break because all the houses around me are pensioners and they've all been vaccinated.
And you know what's sad is I have my paperwork to get vaccinated and there are no vaccines to get.
That's because all eyes are shut down for a bit now, haven't they? Because they're building the lab bigger, if I remember
right. No, there's just no vaccines available. The government just can't get them out fast enough. There's just no vaccines available.
You're such a massive country, though. We can't even compare our two countries, can we?
No.
There's just no vaccines available. We don't know when they're going to be available to us. But I'm ready. I mean, I have my paperwork. And as an employee,
the figures for the UK came out. The figures for the UK were out today. 5.8 million people in the UK have been vaccinated.
Now, last week it was 4 million money.
Wow.
Another 600,000 people, and we've hit 10% of the UK population has been vaccinated in less than a month.
Yeah, very good.
I don't even know what the numbers are in Washington State, much less the country.
I know the US, like I say, in the US, you've got 330 million people in your country. So you've got a lot of people to vaccinate, and you need a lot of vaccine.
But didn't the last administration just absolutely mismanage this in America as a clusterfuck from start to finish?
Yeah.
And not only that, I mean, it's just the administration and now the new administration has another hurdle to go through because there's just not enough nurses and doctors,
same problem,
army people. Yeah. There's not enough facilities to get it out.
Well, yeah, the UK's still got that problem. Yeah, there's a, UK have that problem, but there's a lot of places opened up. You've got you've got cathedrals opening up now, and you've got army bases opening up. You've got old, there's actually Peaky Blinders museums opening up tomorrow. The film Peaky Blinders, where the museum where most of it's filmed, that's opening up as a vaccine center tomorrow. So we're just opening everything up. I think that's what, if the US want to get back on track, that's what we're going to have to do, is open things up just to get the vaccines done. But just like I said, you need the vaccine first.
They're supposed to open up the fairgrounds by me tomorrow. But we'll see if that happens. I mean, they can open the fairgrounds up, but the problem is that as soon as they open up something, the vaccines are gone before, we just don't have the product.
I know what you're saying, because I've also seen, I've read about a doctor out there who apparently has now been fired because he stole loads of the vaccine and gave it to his friends and family. What a time to be like that. I mean, what an idiot. But so let's end it, guys. Last question. I'm going to start with Andrew, go to Simon after that. Where are your team's going to finish, and do you think you're going to win any cups? So go on, Andrew.
I got McCallum in a cup this year.
That's not what I asked.
Don't know which one. I would like to piss you off and say the Premier League, but I don't know.
Where do you think you'll finish?
Second.
And you think you might win the cup, but you're not sure. Okay, Simon, Newcastle, where do you think they're going to finish? And I know you're not in any cups anymore, so.
Newcastle will finish, 17th or 18th? We'll be either relegated, or we'll just stay out a little tiny bit by a split narrow thing, but I think we're going down.
And Donna, where do you think United will finish, and is there any cups? You sort of said earlier, so we'll see if you're still with it.
I think we're going to finish top of the league, and we're going to win two cups.
Okay. Okay.
You know what? You guys can all laugh and
she's obviously gone a bit Trump on us there, but how do you think Liverpool are going to do this season?
Liverpool will win the league, despite my misgivings, right? And we'll win the Champions League, because that is just what we do.
It's probably more likely. No. And Man United, Paul?
Yeah, I hope we win the league, but I don't think so. I think it might be City. I hope we run them close. So Liverpool might even go there. But yeah, I've got a feeling we'll win the Europa Cup. Europa League, whatever it's called nowadays.
Okay, and as for me, I think Chelsea are going to do the treble. They're going to win the Premier League, the FA Cup, and the Champions League on FIFA. But in real life, we're going to finish fifth or sixth, and I have got a suspicion, as long as we can keep away from Manchester City in the FA Cup, we can win the FA Cup. We can beat City in the final, but semi-finals, just for some reason, there's just Chelsea against City in finals always plays well, but I don't think
we need a league two team in the semis.
Well, if you get United, you won't have a fucking problem.
Well, we'll get you in the semis, we won't have a problem. Guys,
I'm sure 10 years ago Man City were in League Two or League One, whatever.
That's the thing, Gavin's not here to remind him that Chelsea money, at least we were a top four club when the Russian came in. Man City money, they were not even in the Premier League. So they really did spend well. Anyway, everyone, thank you for listening or watching this special episode, What's Gone on YouTube, just a one-off. So if you want to hear more of these sort of things, go on your podcast apps and give us a listen. Also, follow us on Twitter at RantFootball1. I know this lot have all got their own Twitters. How many of you can remember your own Twitter handles?
Mine's the same with everything.
Right.
Paul David 28.
First.
Yeah, mine's Paul David 28. Follow me or don't.
Go on, Simon.
At Simon and Julie, the Epic Florida podcast, Molando podcast, and Simon Says podcast, all the same.
Donna? Is that Donna and Cameron? I'll do it for you. And Andrew, can you remember yours?
And I thought.
Oh, don't worry about Andrew. And one of the bosses of the After Dark Network, one of the legends of it, Craig, what's yours? And give us the After Dark as well.
I don't know all the podcast ones, but just BCL 1973.
There we go.
Send me a picture of your tits.
and mine is just Donald and Cameron.
Also, and Andrew, I'll put you in the show notes if anybody wants Andrew. Guys, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars. Donald, I love you long time. And
love you long time.
And we'll see you all again soon for the next Rant Football UK podcast. See you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Well, the full-time whistle has blown. Thank you for listening to another episode of Rant Football UK. If you enjoyed it, please go over to Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars and a nice little comment if you can. Also, check us out on Twitter at RantFootball1. If you'd like to come on with us and have a rant, email us at rantfootball1@gmail.com.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.